good of people.
And so a person... You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity to come into your homes. Amen. Into your cars by the way of the radio station. Hallelujah. WWBC. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for tuning in to the radio station. 1510. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Once again this morning, we're so excited to be in the studio live to come in with you this morning. Praise our God. One thing we want to do is give him praise and give him glory and give him thanks for another morning, for another opportunity. Amen. Just to come around and listen to words of encouragement, words of lifting him up. We just thank God for you on this morning. Once again, praise our God. This is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God. Where we thank God for you, you, and you. We do honor the Lord Jesus Christ for our first lady, only lady elect, lady evangelist, Bonita Watkins. Praise God, my wife. God bless you. And to our church, Mother Brown, to all of you, amen, our elders. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Prophetess, all of you evangelists that make up this great congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, amen, in Titusville. I want to give you words of encouragement today to lift you up. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, guess what? God is on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Shall we go to the throne of grace? Father, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. Even now, Father, we just give you glory. We give you honor and we give you thanks. For this is the day you have made, God. This is the time. This is a purpose. This is a reason. In this time right here, what we have together today, oh God, we ask you to touch everyone on the other side of the dial. Touch them on the other side of the Cypress audience, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you would do what you say you're going to do. Finish the work, complete it in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, I'm so excited about what God is doing. What about you? I'm excited about how God is working situations out and bringing you through and bringing you over, canceling out things and giving you what you need. Amen. I'm so excited about what he's doing. Listen, get ready. Get ready this week. Oh, my goodness. This week, praise our God, Thursday and Friday. Oh, I'm going to be in Melbourne, Florida. Praise our God. Where are you going to be, Apostle? I'm so glad you asked. Thy kingdom come. Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. With Pastor Bernard Wigley. Amen. And then First Lady Annie Wigley. We are going to be there on Thursday and Friday. You do not want to miss this. Praise God. You don't want to miss this. I'm telling you, God is going to meet us there. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. Don't be weary. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. I want to see you in the place. I want to see you come get your miracle. I want to see you come get saved. Hallelujah. Healing and set free. Delivered and set free. I want to see you again. That is in Melbourne, Florida. Praise our God. With Pastor, hallelujah, Bernard Wigley and First Lady Annie Wigley. Oh, it's going to be something. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Don't miss this time, this visitation of the Holy Ghost, the apostolic prophetic. Don't miss this time of God, these two nights. You don't want to miss this. I'm looking again to see you on Thursday and Friday again at what? Thy kingdom. It's going to be something. It's going to be something in the place. Hallelujah. That kingdom come. Ministries. Again with Pastor Bernard Wigley and First Lady Annie Wigley. And we're going to be there. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. We'll be there. Look, in Titusville, we will be in Melbourne. Look to see you there. Praise our God. Listen, we want to send out our condolence to all the bereaved families, those that are going through right now. We send out our condolence to you, amen, and to one of our members in our church, amen, her sister, Sister Pat. Hallelujah. We send out our condolence to you and your family, your nephews. Thank God we went down and traveled to be with them on Saturday. Praise our God. And we had a wonderful time with the family at during their time of bereavement going through. So we pray for them that God would give them strength. Praise our God. And we also send out our condolence to Mother Shirley White. We're sending out our condolence to you in the passing of your granddaughter. Hallelujah. We ask God to be with you all and throw his arms around you and protect you and take you through right now. We're going to look to see you again. Again, we're going to look to see you in some of these services that we will be having. Amen. We will be in Sunday evening. Sunday evening, we will be in Tallahassee, Florida. We will be there. Amen. With Pastor Mary L. Baker. We will be there with you, with her. The church will be there. Looking forward to seeing you. If you come by on Sunday, there will be no church at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple because we will be out of town. Come on. Hallelujah. But we're going to look to see you when we get back. We're going to look to see you. Just want to encourage your hearts to you this morning, to all of you that's around. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms is so, it's just a soothing chapters in here. I want you to go to Psalms 138, and it says, I will bless the Lord. I will bless thee. I will bless thee with my whole heart. I will bless thee with my whole heart. And it said, before the gods will I sing praises unto thee. Oh, no matter what it is, I'm going to bless thee. No matter what it is, I'm going to give him thanks. I'm going to give him praise. I will worship. I will worship towards thy holy temple. I will praise thy name for thy love. Let's see, thy love and kindness, and for thy truth. It's true. He loves you. Thy love and kindness is true. For thou hast done marvelous things. Marvelous things. Marvelous. It's nothing that God has not done that has not been great. Marvelous things. Thy word above all thy name. God's word is above his name. I want to come in to encourage you today to let you know that the word of God is take root, it take prominence over every situation that you're in right now. His word is above his name. Come on. Good morning to you. Good morning, Dr. Lori. Good morning. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna be nice. Good morning, Sister McKinney, Marjorie McKinney. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Now I'm talking about the word. The word is above his name. See, the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. But guess what? The word of God is going to stand forevermore. I don't care what you're faced with. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what people are saying or doing. Guess what? At the beginning, in the middle, and at the end of the day, guess what? His word still stands. Come on. In every situation in your life, because it says above thy name. His word is above his name. Come on. Hallelujah. You have heard people say, my word is my bond. Yes, your word is your bond. Just imagine in the spirit, his word is his bond towards us. There is nothing that we cannot ask through the word, because he said in the word of God, I think it's in, if you abide in me, and my words do what? Abide in you. You shall do what? Ask what you will. Oh, praise our God. Because guess what? His word is above his name. And he is going to hasten. I like what it said. One translation of the word of God say he hastens to his word to perform it. He hastens to it to perform it for you and I. He hastens to it because guess what? His word is out there. His word excels. His word soothes. His word calms. When you're going through, don't use nothing else, but use the word. Be like the centurion man. He say, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do is do what? Send the word. Speak the word. Because, come on, that's why he said in this Psalms right here, we're reading 138. Hallelujah. I will what? Bless thee with my whole heart. Hallelujah. I will bless thee with my whole heart because your word that you have given me, your word that you have graced me with, your word that you have surrounded me with. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why we got to give him glory. The Bible says, hallelujah, for the word of God is quick, sharp, and any two-edged sword going in. Hallelujah. It'll go in there. The word. It'll go in there. And what will it do? It'll pierce. It'll cut to the joint. Marrow, sons of the bone. Thy word. Hallelujah. Then David said, we just talking about his word. It's above his name. Thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So the word is so powerful. Come on. It's quick. The word is so powerful and great and sharp. You can use the word when you can't use nothing else. I wish I had some help right there. When you can't use nothing else, find nothing else to use. Use the word of God. Use it before you go searching. Come on. He said, because in all thy ways, acknowledge me and I will do what? Direct your path. So that's still using the word of God. When you don't know what to do and how to do it, come on. Use the word of God. Allow the word to work for you. The word will work for you. Praise our God. My niece is on. Praise our God. Hallelujah. God bless you, Shirley. God bless you. I'm telling you, the word works. The word works. But you've got to put the word into the atmosphere of your situation, of your surroundings. When you're in the midst of something, you can't let it overtake you. You can't let it overtake you. You've got to begin to speak the word. You got to begin to put it into the atmosphere of your surroundings, because what's in the atmosphere is trying to overtake you. What is in the atmosphere is trying to block you. But once you use the word of God, once you use the word, because it's above his name, once you use the word of God, the word has the final say. So don't you let that situation that you're in have the last word. Come on. You got the last word because his word is above his name. When we can't do anything else, according to the book of Ephesians, hallelujah, he said, stand therefore, finally, my brother, stand therefore. What you standing on? You standing on the word. What are you depending on? You're depending on the word. Why? Because you're equipped to stand. God bless you, Evangelist Mara. God bless you. You're equipped to stand on the word of God. Don't be a prey to the enemy, not because you don't use the word. You don't use the word. We can use it. Don't use nothing else but the word. Come on. His word is above his name, according to right here. It's above his name. Hallelujah. That's why he hastens to his word to perform it, because it's above his name. He hastens to his to perform it because it's above the situation where you're in. Come on. Hallelujah. In all the days, I will cry unto the greatness of God. I will cry unto the greatness of God, because his word is established. His word has decreed a thing over my life. Come on. Having done all, stand. Stand. What you're standing on? Standing on the word. Standing on his promises. What you're leaning on? Leaning on his promises. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not fearful. I'm not fearful. I'm walking in the word. I'm living in the word. I'm talking in the word. Come on here. Hallelujah. The word caused you to rest in him. The word caused you to reach out into him. Come on. That word is what he said. That word is a what? It's a lamp. It's a lamp. How in the world could be a lamp? Oh, and a light. Guess what? Because you're in a dark place and you need a lamp and you need a light to see the path. What is it? The Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God is above every situation. I'm going to repeat it again. Over every situation that you're in, the Word of God will bring you out. The Word of God. The original church used to sing a song, and we don't hear songs like this no more. The Word brought me here. The Word brought me here. Hallelujah. The Word brought me out of darkness. The Word brought me into the marvelous light. The Word, when you hear the Word of God, hallelujah, you become pricked in your heart when you hear the Word of God, and it changes your surroundings. It changes your situation. Come on. Hallelujah. All you got to do is speak the Word. Hallelujah. All you need is the Word. The Word of God. The Word of God take root. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Gets the on my side. Hallelujah. Feel present, Holy Ghost. All you need to do is begin to speak the Word. Because it's above His name right here. Hallelujah. The Word works if you work it. The Word works if you trust Him. Come on. Have you read your manual lately concerning the Word? Have you operate the situation, or the situation is operating you, because you choose not to use the Word? But I choose to use the Word, and I mixed it in. See, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You got to hear the Word of God. You can't hear nothing else in your state that you're in right now. You don't need to hear nobody's opinion. I don't think I get in trouble. That's all right. I can withstand. I'm settled now. You don't need nobody's opinion. You don't need nobody saying should or could. You need a Word. You don't need nobody saying, if I were you, I'll do that. If I were you, you need a right now Word. You need a right now Word that will bring you through, that will bring you out, that will deliver you. Come on. This is the Word of God. The Word strengthens you. The Word build you up where you're torn down. The Word bring you peace and clarity when there's cloudiness in your mind. The Word, come on. That Word changes. That's right. That Word changes. It changes everything that is trying to come up against you. It changes the situation, and it brings clarity, and it brings healing, and it brings deliverance in the Word of God. In the Word of God. What's keeping me? The Word of God. What's keeping you? The Word of God. Hallelujah. And it says, oh my God, let's go there. In the book of John, it says, in the beginning, it was nothing else. In the beginning was the Word of God. And the Word was with God. And the Word was, he was the Word. In the beginning. Right before the end. Right before the end, the Word is there. In the beginning. You got to go back to the beginning. We got to go back to the foundation. We got to go back to the solid foundation. Oh, we don't got away from everything. We don't got away from this. But you got to go back to the beginning of the Word of God. Why? Because the Word is what it is. The Word ain't changing for you. It ain't changing for me. It's still the Word of God. The Word of God. And it's keeping us. It's keeping us. The Word of God is bringing us out. The Word of God is surrounded by us. We're surrounded by the Word of God. You can't, when you can't trust nothing else, and when you can't lean on to nothing else, you can lean on the Word of God. You can lean on the Word of God. You can depend on the Word of God, because His Word is what it is. His Word does what He says He's going to do towards you and I. We have a bond through the Word. We are connected through the Word. Come on. believers. We believe his word. We believe his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe his word because his word is true. His word is true and is everlasting. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. The word is over all. The word has the final say so concerning my situation, concerning your situation. I wanted to show you something. There is a way out today. There is a way out. And where is that way? Through the word of God. Through the word of God. I've got what I need. You got what you need. Where is that? In the word of God. That's the original saints again. You should sing a song. Say, throw me overboard. I have a hiding place. I have a hiding place in the word of God. We're in the word. We're in the word. According to St. John, the first chapter here. In the beginning was the word. Ooh. And the word right here, W-O-R-D, was with God, and the word was God in the beginning. In the beginning, we started out. We're in the middle of a situation, and we're in the end. Guess what? In the beginning was the word. Come on. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Let's deal with the original. Let's deal with it. When we're going through, we don't need nothing else, because there's nothing else can soothe you. There's nothing else can bring you out of what you're in. Nothing but the word of God, because he was in the beginning and he's in the middle and he's in the end. You only got 2 minutes left in the situation, so use the word. Come on. Because he's going to make you perfect. He's going to do what? Establish you. He's going to excel you. Oh, we not have a profound word on yesterday with Evangelist Mara. Come on. He's going to settle you. Every test we're going through, every trial we're going through, it is not going to kill you. Because you have the word. Walking in the word. Hallelujah. It's going to establish you. It's going to give you what you need. The word will do this. Praise our God. She broke it down so profound on yesterday to the body of Christ. Come on. You got to listen and hear. Hear what the word is saying. Because he's in the beginning. It says the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nobody can create nothing. He did it. He did it. And in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Oh my God, the light of man. See, man, light is darkness, but when the word is in there, it's light, and the light comprehended the darkness. Oh, it took over, and it conceived it not. You got to have the word in you. It's the word of God that works. It's the word of God that does. It's the word that deliver us. It's the word that bring us out. You got to have the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And without him, there was nothing made. We got to walk in the word. We got to live in the word. We got to talk in the word. We got to be the word. And everybody else might not ever enter into the place of worship or read. But you know what? They're reading our lives. Greater than he that's in us, than he that's in the world. What's in us? His word. What's in us? Him. He, him. The Elohim. What's in us? The word of God. Let's walk in the word. Let's take him at his word. Come on. Let's trust him in the midst of what we're in. In the midst of what we're going through. Come on. The word works. Yes. Remember when Jesus was in the house teaching the word of God, and they couldn't get in because it was so crowded. It was so crowded when the word is going forth like that. They couldn't get in through the doors. They couldn't get in through the windows. But they had so much great faith to know that if they can only get him inside where the word is being taught, if you can only get in a place where the word is being taught without compromise, if you can only get into a place when the word is being taught freely, not with isms and schisms and tricks and all of that stuff, but the solid word, we'll see miracles again. We'll see deliverance again. We'll see healing again. Come on, because the word is so powerful to do anything. They went on the roof and they let him down right in front of Jesus teaching. Their faith got them there because they was hearing a word. They were hearing a word. I could just take this few minutes and this little time I got to go through the patriarchs of the word of God. Remember the woman that had the issue of blood? She heard word. She heard about Jesus passing through word. And you have some people, and they ask you a question too. How did you hear about us? Through a mutual friend, through words, or whatever. You got to hear a word. The word is so important. And they let him down. And the Bible said, right in front of Jesus. And he was teaching. And when they heard, when Jesus saw their faith, guess what happened? He said, there is faith. There is faith. Your faith through the word work. Show me your faith. Show me your faith. Because when you hear the word, it works. I got 1 minute left. In this 1 minute, I got 1 minute left. Use the word. Because in the beginning was the word. Nothing else. Nothing else. Use the word of God. You can make it, my brother. You can make it, my sister. If you do what? Use the word. Abide in him. And let his word abide in you. And you shall ask what you will according to the word. Listen, I got to go. I got to go. I got to leave. What? WWBC 1510. See ya.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.